Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
And we are recording for the Secret Show.
Oh,
as well.
All right. We're recording and rolling, right? We have a backup going yet?
Backup earlier.
Yeah. All right, coolio. We're going to go live now. Let me double check my settings real quick to make sure my audio is casting. Speakers, right. Testing. All right. And
everything's working.
Let's go live, guys.
Be happy. Yeah, let's do it. Let's go live.
I'll do it to you.
I'll do it. Yeah. What are we doing? Go. Are we live? That's it. We're live.
How do you know?
Because it says live.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Yeah. We're live.
That pretty incredible.
Look at V-Hale.
So smart. I think V-Hale made a mask out of construction paper 22 minutes ago.
No, literally.
Guys, I don't like
it. They're felt. I had options. Here's a reindeer, a mouse. These are real.
Yeah, that's a real FU is what it is.
Yeah, that's
a real
it. She bought a bag of felt masks.
It's a real up your ass morning show where I'm not trying for this.
I did full makeup.
Oh, I didn't realize.
It's a lot.
The queen of radio, queen of Halloween is actually in backstage. I thought she might be coming into the studio.
Oh.
Should we just bring her on?
Let's have a queen of Halloween. So now we got V-Hale. Alex, of course, is V-Hale is just she's a total cop out. Alex is the Joker, the new Joker, like the one from the Joaquin Phoenix movies.
Right.
Stand up and show everybody your. I mean, it is
very well done.
Well done.
It's actually really
well done.
It's very
tight. Suck it in, bro. Suck it
in. You got this. You're good.
Show how the pockets are looking. On the pants.
I don't want to do that.
Okay. Can you see that button on top?
Real.
Is
literally
screaming for its life. Oh my God!
Much longer.
I'm very buff in the gut.
Yeah.
Buff in the gut.
Strong. Yeah, your abs are just tearing through, bro. It is crazy.
I think Jay might be declining.
No, it's not. I'm backstage.
Yeah. Oh, for the introduction. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the queen of Halloween, the best afternoon show in the country.
Sounds like an intro. You might want to head in.
A wonderful music picker.
Yeah. For sure.
Jane, everyone.
Jane.
Soon.
Everyone here. Here she is, walking up to her desk.
There she is.
Oh, she's on the screen. I thought we would get her in here. That's too bad.
That's what I thought, too.
Boy, I am not winning this
Happy
Halloween.
When I started on the screen, then they said come in there, so then I went in there, and they said go jump on the screen.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's up to you. Entirely up to you.
Okay, I'm going to go in and just stand with Sarah for a second.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. No, we have a camera set up.
Yeah, we have a whole setup for you.
Oh, right there.
We have a whole setup for her.
Bring headphones. We don't have cans.
Bring headphones.
We don't have cans.
Your headphones on.
Oh, that's nice. Angie says, Happy Halloween, everyone.
Maria says, Great Ted.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Stand up and show everybody how good it looks. It looks really, he's got his little white sneakers
on. Let me put him on the
big
screen there.
Yeah, put him on the, oh.
Oh, now I get it. I was trying to.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's solid what? Looking.
All right.
Yeah. Janie just came in the room. So I now can't. We'll all have good audio. That'll be good, too. All right.
Okay. So,
oh boy. So, Bryn, I need you to also go full screen on yourself and stand up and show everybody your amazingly bulky costume. He put his spandex on.
Whoa!
Everybody, check out the cooch on Bryn. He's got this weird.
Don't do that. It makes me feel a little bit insecure about the whole cooch part.
About your woman area? Yeah.
Let me take that back out of full screen. I forget.
Don't address his hoo-ha.
I can't really see very well. I can't see my screen all that well as I'm running this
live. You're actually putting up comments about other things, so it's not. I'm going to go ahead and give you permission to rip that mask off and because we have a bunch of stuff we want to do. We wanted to go through some of the celebrity costumes that are being worn. Worn over the weekend.
Oh, okay. All right, let's hear that. That sounds fun.
Yeah, there's a few cute ones. But first, I will say, V, I know you have a nugget, but not your own baby or anything. Are you going to take the little one out trick-or-treating tonight?
Yeah, we're going trick-or-treating tonight. Yep. I'm so excited. It's fun. Holidays are way more fun with kids. And I think we have like a year left with her. Maybe not Halloween, but all the others.
What are you going to do to her?
No, just age and where you get.
Oh,
into
well, you
so,
said
like,
we have a year
magic.
Left with her, like she's terminal. My God,
I know that actually did sound like.
Sorry,
maybe there was a
sounded a little dark. I was like, "Good Lord!"
What? Mm. Well, we're going to send her away to college at 12.
Yes, you know. We are going trick or treating.
All right,
that'll be fun. Make sure you bring a pillowcase. You want as much candy as possible.
Yeah.
That's always the goal. Janie, what about you? What happens at your house, Janie? Are you one of those people that does like the mega decorations?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh.
On like September like 29th. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. It's outrageous. Got like a full life-size Jack, not life-size, like 10-foot Jack Skellington and like a huge Halloween tree and everything like
you
that.
Do?
Oh, you have that? You're a Halloween tree
not
person.
Not inside, not like the cool one, like outside on the yard.
All right. Oh. Still cool. Yeah. I mean, you're helping the neighborhood get in the mood.
Yeah. It's absolutely true. I actually have to run. I just wanted to say hi. But when you're talking about cute Halloween costumes, did you see Shawn Mendes as Indiana Jones?
Oh, I didn't.
Holy God almighty.
Hold that right up. Oh,
really?
That could be our first one.
Wow. Throw me the idol. I will throw you the rope. Wow.
Like good.
Yeah.
Into it. Okay.
Yeah. Like creepy good.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, because he's so young.
Yeah.
Man. That is really what I was after from my.
Oh my God!
But
oh,
what
kick
did I
me
get?
The ball.
Here's a picture of Bryn's dick.
That's not what it was. It was his.
Anyway, right. Thank you, Jane.
Yeah,
thank
on that
you,
note,
Jane. Yep, on that
Jane,
note,
by the way,
Halloween.
Did not dress up. This is I've seen this outfit before. Totally normal. Go back to your coffin and get some work done.
She didn't dress up, did she? That
no,
is
she
what
just
she
wore.
Wears.
I mean.
No, she's got like important meetings and stuff like that, guys.
So it's Halloween. There's gonna be plenty of people in costumes.
I guess that's
true.
All
right, did you find the Shawn Mendes thing?
I did. It's like slow to load, though. Let me see if I can do this again.
Someone says here on our text, Vinny might get a kiss from V Hale on the cheek.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I am a V Hale fan, but sheesh.
What the hell?
What the hell?
Wait, I'm a V Hale fan, but what does that mean?
No. They wrote. 510 says, Vinny might get a kiss from V. Hale on the cheek. And I said, I am a V. Hale. Oh, he does look good.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Scroll in on that.
I am a V. Hale fan, but...
Scroll in on
but
that.
But sheesh.
Well, yeah, you're not actually in here. Oh, did I say that?
Who's the guy in the background in the pink in the pink.
Looks like moleskin.
Like furry.
Oh!
It does look like moleskin.
Doesn't it?
Like, scroll that cute. In. That's actually really funny.
All right. Well, anyway.
He's in white All face.
Right. Let me just get out of here. No, that's enough. All
right.
This.
Okay. So, I'm going to grab, hold on, let me grab my little story. I have a little story about
All this. Right. Let me make sure I have.
Boy, yeah, I grew a mustache for this, huh?
It's so good. Oh, my God. I have never seen you looking sexier. Thank you.
Vinny's a tennis star?
What?
Vinny's a 10 is what Vinny is.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Much better. Nice. Thank you.
Good save.
I was thinking the one brother at first, then the visor. I was like, not with the visor, the one brother from the Tenenbaum movie.
You know what the truth is? I was just in the bathroom with this wig. If most people will miss this, this is Ted Koppel hair.
It's not
Ted Lasso. It's Ted Koppel.
It's Ted. Do you remember that guy? Absolutely.
With the weird wavy.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was
Ted
a wig.
Koppel, that's the news.
Or his real hair. I don't know. Mm. But anyway.
Koppel do. Okay, we're gonna start with Robert Downey Jr. Let his kids shave his head and then paint a jack-o'-lantern on it.
Whoa.
And apparently he needed to shave it anyway. He's got some HBO series. He's going to do a TV show. Robert Downey Jr. is going to be on something called The Sympathizer.
Okay.
So it's an HBO series. So he let the kids shave his head and then paint a jack-o'-lantern on it. And do we have a little bit of that? Let's have a look at
it. It's on his Instagram, so I'm not even sure how long it takes to get to that point.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Oh, to the part where they're
the part where they shave their head, yeah.
Oh, because it's a video, you mean?
Yeah, it's one of those Instagram videos. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, oh, look at him. He's Wes Andersoning the thing. Oh, here we go. And they're cutting his hair. Oh, it's looking awful.
You know what's...
I love him.
I love him, too.
Gonna say,
I was just
going to
say, you know what's rad for him?
I'm such a fan of that guy.
He has made all the money through Iron Man, deservedly so,
yeah.
And now all his projects forevermore can just be what he wants to do. Doesn't even have to be, he doesn't have to care.
And his recovery and his comeback and just, I mean, what a story to tell. I don't know. I'm just such a fan of his. He's so cool.
I know I shouldn't revel in like how he looked when he got out of jail, but remember when he was on the front of, I think it was like Rolling Stone.
You shouldn't like this so much.
And he looked
you loved
so
it. Like, I remember you frothing over it then.
Sexy and so hot.
You want to hear something weird?
I'm sick. I would like that too. So
yeah.
So he looks good.
Oh my God.
It worked out. There's his pumpkin head.
Oh, wait,
head.
Stop it. That's hysterical.
So they have, if you're watching, if you're listening to this later on the Odyssey stream,
you
can go back now and watch this on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Yeah, that's super cute.
So I went and saw SNL, remember when we were in Philly, and it was the first thing he did after he got out of jail. Was SNL, and I was at that one.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and he crushed. But that's because he's super talented.
Was he the host that night?
Yeah. Yep.
I had totally forgotten about that.
So the one time I went to SNL, he was freshly out of jail and was the host. And was great.
Funny.
And even weirder was we left the, what do they call that studio?
Studio.
Whatever it is. We leave Rockefeller Center or whatever the... Mm-hmm. 30 Rock. Is it 30 Rock?
I think it is.
Whatever it is. We leave that, and the news crews are standing outside, and one of them is like Entertainment Tonight or something. And they come right to me, and they go, so you just saw Robert Downey Jr. On Saturday Night Live. What'd you think of his performance? And I'm like, and I answered the questions, and I have a friend on the West Coast who's eating dinner and spits out his applesauce. He's like, what the fuck? Oh, I shouldn't have said that, right?
No, it's okay. Oh. We won't belabor the fucks. We're just
okay.
Gonna film
some. But there I am on his TV while he's eating dinner, and he's like, I can't believe it. You leave for Philly, and then next thing I see of you is you're on Entertainment Tonight at Saturday Night Live. And I went, it's going good.
Moving on up.
Things are going well.
Yeah. All right, next up is not a super original costume, but Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are pulling off Pam and Tommy in a big way. They, in fact, of course, look, they say to their people, here's what we'd like to do for Halloween. And then their people put that together for them. In fact, they restaged a bunch of sort of famous Pam and Tommy photos. So as we go to hers first, would you? I think hers is the one with
you got it,
them
dude.
As couples. Thanks, dude.
All right. Ready?
I'm ready, yeah. I mean, I'm sitting here waiting for it. Here we go. Okay.
Foul.
Roll them. All right, so looking good, right? That's a total legit Pam and Tommy pick.
Yeah.
And then I think the next one is the actual. So there's the actual picture of actual Pam and Tommy.
Well
now go
done.
Back. Right? Pretty good. Keep going. I totally remembered this dress too. I don't
you
think
did?
That. Yes, I don't think that. By the way, Megan Fox, her tits are huge now. Like I don't know.
Oh, she's
when
had
they,
fake ones put in.
Something they didn't always used to be.
They
that
didn't
size.
Always.
I thought maybe they just really lifted them in the dress. I couldn't figure it out.
Well, you know
I
what?
Don't know,
she
looks
had
like a lot
three
of boob.
Kids young, and if they lost their density, she might be like, "I got to put something in there. I'm a movie star, for God's sakes."
Right. Go to the next one. I think the next one is
she.
The- There she
Isn't
is
she?
In that dress.
Yeah, look
I
at
mean,
those things.
Those things are busted. And not only are they totally crammed in, they're not even touching in the middle, which makes me feel like, okay, so they're just stuck on. Lee Press-On boobs.
Well.
He's dyed his hair. Oh, that's cute. It's a recreation where he's got a hand around her neck. So then I was looking over at Machine Gun Kelly's post because, of course, he put up his two. His is a little racier.
Oh.
A little bit racier. Are you ready to... Ready to play that one for me, Bryn?
Play it?
Yeah, it's the
oh,
video.
Oh, there's the video. Okay,
you know what I'm talking about.
This one right here.
That one. Hold on. Here we go. And we're snorting lines of coke off Pam's breast.
Oh.
Yeah. Except it's not Pam and Tommy. For
They're
reals.
So gross. I just can't. I'm sorry.
Really?
Can't do it. Yeah, no, not a fan.
I'm not into them either.
We're twin flames. We wear each other's blood. We
I
only
know.
Drink blood
the
for
eternal.
Seances. Like, please just stop. Like, no, you don't. And stop.
So he's really snorting. Now, that's, obviously, that is cocaine, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they have kids. Like, come on. I just, like, I don't know. It's just not necessary, but whatever.
Well, when you're that hot,
I think they do
you go
everything
live your best
for
life.
Attention instead of being normal. I think they're well, a show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, yeah. They're making good money at it.
Sure. They're in our faces every day. Do you want to skip down to Kim Kardashian?
You can't. We can. Even if unless you want to show this weird other one of Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly. Here
yeah,
it is.
What was this again? I forget.
I don't know what it is. It's
see if anyone can figure out what this is.
Let's see if we can figure
is.
It out. All right. See that?
I see.
Nope.
It. Nope. I see the spinning circle of. Oh, so she's there. Oh, they're like a dominant and submissive.
Well, he's a priest.
Yeah, we can't figure this out. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
They
but
just wanted to put on some sexy Halloween clothes.
Or maybe it's a movie we haven't seen. Maybe
oh,
that's
look at that.
Oh, he's like a priest who's feeding her the
Saint and sinner.
Let me pause it
he's
right
giving her communion.
Yeah, there. The body
nice.
Of Christ there.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever that is.
That's her ass.
Yeah,
it was her ass, yeah.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian, I thought that Mystique from the X-Men was just, it's her actual skin that's blue.
It is, yeah.
So, obviously, she didn't do body paint. She did go skin tight, but man.
That's Kim?
That dumper is profound. Yeah, it's really, I like it. I think she looks kind of amazing in it. She's got, her hair is reddish, and she's got some kind of contacts or something in her eyes.
Yeah.
But she looks like Mystique.
That's the smallest her ass has ever been.
Well, it's all crunched up. Yeah. It's crunched into.
It's not real.
Well, it's not real.
Her butt.
Well, it's really there.
Wait, so you're one of the people who believe she has implants in there?
Oh, my God. If you, yes.
Not implants.
I thought injections, right?
Her own fat.
Yeah, they injected her with her own fat, yeah.
That's what I think. Yeah.
I thought she was in the gym doing squats.
Totally.
No?
Squats and lunges, baby.
Okay. That's what I thought.
It's pretty. Look, she's, I will say, she's had times in her life where she was not as fit as she is now. She looks GD amazing right now.
She's got five kids.
Yeah. Four. Five? Four.
I don't know.
Something. It doesn't matter. She only carried one, right? All the rest are surrogates?
No, I think she carried
two.
Oh, which ones? Oh, the first and second one, and then she was like, enough of that.
Yeah,
I'm
ruined. I think the first one was kind of rough, and the second is when they were like,
you're done.
It really started to like, get scary there, touch and go.
Do you see Emily's comment down here? They're shrinking their booty lifts now, reversing the bubble butts.
No, Brazilian butt lift, I think, surgery is what
there you go. Brazilian butt lift surgery. Very good job, V.
So is.
Good job, V.
Way to really break down that plastic surgery acronym.
Yeah, you know what to do. Good job.
Listen, I suck at trivia, but you give me something like that, I'm going to nail
that. What are you
that.
Talking about? You won last week.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I don't think so.
Throttled him.
Right. Uh-huh. So in other Kardashian-adjacent news, Kylie Jenner was Bride of Frankenstein. And as you look at these pictures, I actually thought these were the photos of the actual Bride of
Like
the
she put
old
money
movie.
Down. Okay.
Well, look, I'm sure all of them put money down.
They have
down.
A whole team, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you saw Kim's house, right? That was so over the top. But that's Kylie Jenner, and she looked... Right? It's...
With the old-timey photo like that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And here's the next one. She really...
She's
really
unrecognizable.
Off, right.
Good for her.
Can you zoom in on her face at all, or no?
It's tough to do that.
God, Jane should wear her hair like that. That is so perfect.
Yeah, that's the best I can do here.
Oh, that's pretty good. All right, anyway, look at how it's all stitch marks around her ear. Oof. That's really cool. And then Kendall, I'm a little upset about this. I feel like, children's toys should not be sluttified.
Oh, what are you talking about? The kids don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let me see it. I'll tell you.
There
she
is. She
looks great.
She does look great, doesn't she?
She's
incredible.
Cowboy.
Check out the backside. Hold on.
Yeah, wait. Get to the back of it. Like, come on. Get some jeans over the side of that ass.
She's perfect. Well, look, she's not going to go to the preschool in that. She's going to the bar in that.
Let's hope not.
And that's perfect.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
I wonder what awesome party they all went to. She does look good in it, but...
Yeah, she looks great.
I think that's wrong. Like
do
Kendall,
do you see how many likes she has?
I mean, she's a model. 50 zillion. How does she look bad?
She has 8 million likes. Yeah.
8,130,409 likes.
Oh,
it's right there at the bottom.
Well, it's likable, I guess.
Jesus.
Unless you like kids.
Unless you like kids. What the hell?
Emily Ratajkowski also wore chaps with very little underneath.
She's one that she could never look bad either.
No, yeah, she is.
She's a good looking lady.
She's like the untalented version of Margot Robbie.
Exactly.
You know how Margot's super hot but can act?
Right.
Emily's super hot and can't.
Here she is.
Oh, hold on. Let's see. There she is.
But she looked good in that one video where she was dancing. And she's
naked?
She made an entire...
Oh.
There she is.
Whew, holy
what
mackerel.
What is she?
Well, she's just a, I don't know, horny horseback rider? I'm not sure. Is that also her?
No, that's her friend. She had to put her friend who's less hot in there to make her look even more hot.
Yeah, and it's working because...
Jesus Christ.
That fucking girl's on fire.
Divorce looks so good on her. Have you seen the rumors that she's with Brad Pitt?
Yes, I have seen the rumors.
Is any of that true?
I think they both debunked it. They were
But that means they're totally together.
Are they boned?
She is so fine. Well, yeah, I'm sure they boned.
You think all the good-looking people go, we owe it to the world.
Right, I mean, I
mean.
And ourselves.
That would make me happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Josh Duhamel and his 28-year-old wife, he's got a new one of those, they dressed as Anna Nicole Smith and her geriatric husband, J. Howard Marshall. He's 49, wife is 21 years younger.
They're both dead, right?
Oh,
Anna Nicole and the husband.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Both dead.
Okay.
Hold on, we're going to take a look at this.
I didn't
so he must be, I'm going to guess he's in a wheelchair, and the 28-year-old wife really just put on long eyelashes and a blonde wig and was already...
Well, no, she also needs the giant watermelon cans.
Mm, let's see if she has those.
Mm. Oh, you're waiting on me. Sorry
yeah.
about that.
What? Mm-hmm, no,
I'm looking at multiple screens, and it appears a little slow here today.
Okay, it's all right. We're having fun. It's a secret show.
Man, we're already at 20 minutes.
We're fine. We're
holy
good.
Smokos.
I know, right?
Look at this.
That did go by
look
fast.
At that loading sign.
That is
killing me.
Wheel of Death.
Oh, boy.
Oh, there. That's pretty good. Josh Duhamel. And whatever his wife's name is. She's looking a little too thin to be in a Cole Smith.
Yeah. Not nearly busty enough.
I'm going to say that Lizzo won Halloween. And this will be our final one. Lizzo has... Unless there was one you really wanted to do. Oh, I see Anya Taylor-Joy.
Oh, show us her.
Hold on. I think Lizzo's is pretty freaking mad classic.
All right, Anya Taylor-Joy's first since Lizzo wins Halloween.
Okay. She was Princess Peach.
I don't know.
Peach,
Vinny's pretty good, too. But,
in the Super Mario Brothers movie that's upcoming, Anya Taylor-Joy is going to do... She's voicing that character, Princess Peach.
Oh, that's awesome.
So okay. She dressed up. This is her as Princess Peach. Which I actually think she was Princess Peach on SNL.
Was she?
I can't.
I thought that was Grimes or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. It was Grimes. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Well,
okay.
There she is. She's not winning. Lizzo's winning. Let's see Lizzo.
Let's see Lizzo.
Who's that dude?
Some rando.
I don't know. He's standing next to the hot chick,
looks
though.
Looks like
good
a grown-up version of Timothée Chalamet or something.
Oh, is that Timothée Chalamet?
Wait. Totally does. It might be.
It might be, right?
Could be.
Well, who's this random guy? Huge actor.
I can't tell.
He anyway. Has a Mario outfit on. They all definitely right. seem to be together.
Yeah.
He's good looking.
And Luigi all is right there in
we
the
want
corner.
To the winning costume here.
Okay.
Oh, not that one. Is that this one? Yeah.
Cans. Yeah, really, Vinny?
There it
oh,
is.
Oh, look at that.
And it's Marge Simpson. Marge.
Adorable.
She's just having such a fun time with it, too. Like, she's dancing all around. The blue hair, the green wig. The blue hair and the green dress. And she's yellow, like, head to toe. Like, it's so the choker. She's got it all. Do you remember the movie The Fifth Element?
Yeah.
And I can't remember what the name of the character was.
But she's your friend.
She is. And I can't think of her name right now. What is
it? What? That? You don't even know your own friend's name? Let's wait. She used to know this girl. Let's see if you come out. You had her phone number. You guys hung out.
I know her name.
You
is
sang
Mila
together.
Mila Jovovich.
Right?
Yeah. And the Lilu or Kiku is her character's name in The Fifth Element. That's a Bruce Willis.
Lilu's a vibrator, but something like
you mean
that.
Lilo.
Oh, Lo, you're right.
Lili, Lilo.
Oh my God, awesome, Lizzo, yeah.
So, Janelle Monáe decided I'm going Fifth Element.
Janelle Monáe is so freaking hot.
I know.
I know she probably wouldn't want me to say that. Someone else
she,
running.
Like,
cans,
have a
really,
flaw
Vinny?
On
yeah,
her
cans.
Face.
I mean, come on. It's Halloween.
She wants you to say it because this is what she's wearing. Like, she is full on
Whoa.
Fifth Element. Oh, she's not dressed
oh,
in the Lilu.
She's
Lilu.
Not
no.
that person.
She's, no. the, she's the singer from that. Remember that? Wasn't she an opera singer? This lady in
I
the
I don't
Fifth
recognize
Element?
That at all, but the Mila would had the Band-Aid.
That's what I was hoping we'd see.
The white
see,
strappy
right?
thing.
Just all,
did she have red hair in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had ace bandages just wrapped very smallly around all her parts.
She looked good.
Oh, my God, she looked amazing. Oh, Chris says, that wins.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that's it's a lot. That's, yeah. a, that's an intense costume to, like, make and all that shit.
Was there any... Did you like any of the other
ones? Oh, that was about it. I mean, you covered everything I liked.
Okay. As long as I got everything you liked. All right. So from all of us here in Halloween Land at the Alice, I am Offred. We got Ted Lasso, Spider-Man, the Joker, and whatever the hell V. Hale is. whatever
the
hell V. Hale.
A fox.
You know, it's a fucking fox mask. Like, it's not like that hard to decipher.
I don't know. It's just like an orange blob with two eyes in it.
Got ears, I mean, got
we're going to be expecting a little more next year. You can't just grab the owl one from the same bag.
I was really debating. I wanted to just grab a Jason mask and just wear, you know. I felt like
no,
that
you're
might be
Spider-Man. You look great.
I know, but it's
if
a lot
anyone
of work.
Has a right to be disappointed, it's me. This good guy act was supposed to get me laid in here, and what have I gotten? A picture of Bryn's wiener. Great. Thanks a lot.
My
enjoy
vagina.
It.
Enjoy yeah.
It.
Thanks.
Okay. Happy Halloween, everybody. V, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks for all the listeners.
Yeah,
and
everybody
viewers.
Who jumped on. Do yes. we have a lot of viewers?
Yeah, a bunch. Like
how many?
650.
Oh, that's great. Oh. That's fantastic. Oh, wow. You can always watch it again, too. I mean, who could ever get enough of this? Vinny, those magic words.
The end.